And then we play the solo, which in this case we're gonna use play it acoustically, but it does have an effect, which in the recording went through a Leslie sound, and when we play it live, we use the fractal, we use a preset, and we modified a preset called Satan and Peace, that's the way it's called, and we modified it a little bit to sound like a Leslie, but it's basically like that. You gotta be very very consistent. It's easy, and I don't like when I hear just an acoustic guitar on its own play like that. I don't like it because it's an easy way to use it, but it's more, it has to have more like a surf kind of vibe, right? Really, you have to modify to
modulate,
and use dynamics to make it sound cool. Otherwise, it sounds horrible.
When you play
acoustic guitar like that, just because you want to play fast, don't ever do that. And then we go back to the chorus, which we already did, and then we go to the end of the song. We go a couple of guitars going on there in the recording, but anyway, what I play live is so that's one guitar, which is just an arpeggio, then another one, which is the melody that we sing at the end, right? And then we start building that, adding just very funky. It's building with Gabs rhythm, and at the end Gabs goes to percussion only, and I go totally funky.